Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day ordained for us, written in heaven for us, Lord. So thank you. We have left our own lives, Lord. What we thought was our life, Lord, which was actually death, being moved by powers and principalities into a broad way. But thank you, Lord, that we have been born again. We have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness and into your kingdom, so that we can wake up day by day into the wonderful love that you've got in store for our lives, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We recognize you as our author, you as our maker, and you as an amazing God of love that knows the best for us. So your will be done, your kingdom come this day and every day, in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family. We're carrying on with Titus. And it's Titus chapter 2, and it's verses 1 to 5. But I just want you to go back here, and we can see here, he's talking about to the pure, all is pure, but then he talks about the others, their conscience, and their minds are defiled. They profess to know God, but they deny him by their works. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work. So you see those works that are coming forth in their lives. The picture that they portray is not the picture God has got for them. Because they say they know God, but you can see that if this comes forth in a person's life, it's showing they don't know God. Because if they would know God, they would know themselves as in his image and likeness. As my Father sent me, so I sent you. The works I do, you shall also do, and greater. So, coming back to our family and finding out who we are, we can only but be what bring forth then. Just like a apple tree would bring forth apples, and every tree will bring forth fruit according to their kind. So we are the God kind, and so the true fruit comes in because we looking and we tapping into the source, and that the source is then inspiring us to be a mirror of the love that is available for us. So we're not trying to be anyone else, we're just being the person God wants us to be. So that is the picture of the unpure, the brother or sister that hasn't surrendered to the Lord and is not taking up the cross daily and following Jesus. And we can see here now, he goes on here in chapter 2 and he talks about, you know, the fruits that should be seen. But see again, the fruits are not going to be seen if you're not understanding. You've needed to surrender. You needed to die to your own wishes and your own plans and your path. And you want God's will in your life. And then day by day, you're getting God's word here, like we're doing here, as we're reading here. So he says, they profess to know God, but they don't know him. But as for you, teach what accords with sound doctrine. True life is found in Christ. The picture of true life is found in him. And he is ruling and reigning now to bring us into the same quality of true life. Amen? So sound doctrine is looking to Jesus, surrendering to Jesus, walking with Jesus, and then partaking of all that the family, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has for us. Older men are to be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, and in steadfastness. Older women, likewise, are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderous or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good, and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. So our lives demonstrate the truth of the word of God as declared here. And what is this a picture? This is a picture of the life of Jesus, the God quality of life. And that's the same God quality of life we have, guys. So that's what it's all about. We've come out of this world. Whatever we were has been put aside. Because we know we come from God, and he has got plans for us, and now we're surrendering to those plants on a daily basis. Amen. That's picking up our cross, picking up the beauty and the wonderfulness of what the life of Jesus brought for us, and what the cross, when he died on the cross, what he dealt with, anything that could hold us back from that, so that we can now follow him. That's what it's all about, following him so that we can be like he is, and that he can bring about all that which he wants for us, because that's why he's ruling and reigning, to restore all things. And it's very important that he restores us so that we can be his fragrance and play a part in the restoration program. Amen. We've got a ministry of restoration, restored to God, so that we can help and encourage others to be restored. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.